certainly having the fun as well as the music this afternoon. It's 7 minutes now after 2 o'clock. We've found the sound in the end. Honey Child from Martha and the Vandellas, number 18 this week, going down from number 12. Now at number 17, going up two places from 19 of last week, the Rolling Stones and a song called She's a Rainbow. Terrific song, She's a Rainbow, and that's a single in the States from the Stone Satanic Majesty's album entitled She's a Rainbow. As I said, that's 17 this week, up two places from number 19 of last week. I hate sitting here and saying little apologies and making excuses and all that sort of thing, but please sort of bear with us just for this week. Only if we could control the weather and tell the sea to lie down when it's blowing force 10, we don't be very rich men. Anyway, 12 minutes now after 2 o'clock, number 16, a song from Ed Ames, or Amos, up from 20 called Who Will Answer, number 15 down from number 9 of last week, Skinny Legs and All from Joe Tex. Roger Day ate that one for breakfast because he, you know, he's twiggy, he digs skinny legs and all that sort of thing. At number 14, up one place from 15 of last week, this song. Well, that's it. Up one place to 14 on the Brand New American Hot 100, a song from the Stone Ponies entitled A Different Drum.
This weekend, where the action is.
International. 15 minutes now after 2, Johnny Walker with you until 3, then Stevie Merrick takes over till 6, Eric Burden and the Animals now, number 13 with Monterey. Eric Burden and the Animals there, Cannot Do a Thing Wrong in the States, which is how it should be. A song called Monterey going down 3 places to number 13 on the Brand New Hot 100. Thank you very much. 20 minutes now after 2. Got a little bit of sort of spare time this afternoon, being as though we got one or two sounds that you couldn't get owing to the rough weather. Thought I'd just mention a rather interesting thing here. It's out of the Daily Mail from Saturday, January the 6th. And the girl who sent it, or whoever sent it to us, Stevie Merrick just handed it to me, commented on here, I can see some more people being banned from Britain. And the headline is Pirate Casino Hopes to Beat the Zero Rule. Just quickly tell you about it, it's rather interesting. It says a syndicate of American gaming operators plan a pirate gambling casino moored in the English Channel just outside territorial waters. They intend to convert an old liner into a luxury club where roulette will be played with a zero, which has been declared illegal by the House of Lords. This way they hope to beat the British gaming laws, which forbid any game which gives the house an inherent advantage. The syndicate, who got the idea from the British pop radio pirates, will anchor their ship somewhere off the south coast within the easy reach of London. Well, if any of them are listening right now, I'll tell you what, you come and anchor right by the Mi Amigo, okay? 3 miles off Frinton, and have your wonderful luxury gaming club. We'll come over in our little rubber dinghy for our nights off. That really would be a groove. We can have some birds out there, won't you? Good. That's a great idea. Special coaches, it says, will take the big spenders from London to the nearest coastal town, where a ferry would be waiting to take them out to the casino. Mr. Eric Morley, chairman of the British Gaming Association, said, I have heard about this idea, but I don't give it a chance. Punters get sick enough when they lose without being made seasick as well. Well, I hope it comes up. I'd like to see it happen. Little extra sound now comes from a brand new album by Robert Knight, the Everlasting Love LP. This is called Branded.